What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, guys, on today's episode, I wanted to get into discipline and why it's so important to control what you can control and do the things you got to do when you're able to. So this comes from me going on a trip. As you guys know, I have a pretty structured routine where I wake up 2 to 3 hours before any actual commitments. You know, I get my workout in, I do my journaling, I send out some messages for my business, you know, I get a head start. Then I work out, I eat breakfast, and then I kind of start my day, you know, posting on all social medias and helping my clients out, answering questions, giving feedback, all of that, and all the businesses I run. But anyways, you know, I'm very strict. I have a very disciplined structure. And 2 weeks ago, I went to New York. I went to New York, and obviously that kind of throws things off when you travel. When you travel, it throws things off. And I was able, so because I am so strict with my meals, with the times I eat my meals and counting my macros and my workouts, when I went to New York, I was able to keep up most of the stuff. I was not able to do some stuff, but because I keep such a high standard, it wasn't like I was falling behind. So if I was playing at a level 10 in New York, because everything going on, I was playing, let's say, at a level 7. Whatever. That week passed, and then the week I get back, the day I get back, I get super sick. Like, man, I don't know. I must have had an infection or a flu or something, but I felt fucking horrible. But anyways, I came back, and man, I'm just trying to, you know, check the boxes. Like, check the boxes, just stay above water. I still went to the gym, and man, to give you an idea, like, just checking the box, trying to stick to my habits. I went to the gym, and one of the days, I literally just went to the leg press, and I did like 5 sets of leg press, and that's it. That was literally all I did. I'm like, this is it. Some movement, some stimulus, I'm out of here. But you know, because my baseline is so high, I felt like I needed to rest. So I slept a lot more. So I slept like maybe 1 or 2 hours more every night, and then I would take maybe an hour nap or 2 hour nap, just because I wanted to recover, get away from this sickness. But everything else stayed afloat. Now, I share this because there's gonna be moments and weeks that life is gonna come at you hard. Your kids are gonna get sick, your spouse is gonna get sick, you're gonna get sick, you're gonna travel, someone's gonna die in the family, you're gonna be going through a divorce. Like, there's something that's gonna hit you hard. And when you create a good baseline, meaning you're working out 3 times a week, meaning you're tracking your protein, you're tracking your calories, your meal planning, you're going to the grocery store, like, that is your everyday thing. Like, when you this is why when it's possible for you to choose to do the things that you know you have to do, you have to 100% do it. You have to do it because you're going to start building that baseline. That baseline is like, okay, you know, on Sundays, I got a meal prep doing it. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I don't skip my workout. I show up, boom, cool. Because then when you get hit with adversity, when you get hit with a tough week, with a sick week, with something's going on in your family, and now you got to travel or whatever, then you know, you're going to take a hit on your baseline. So you're not going to be able to play, let's say, at a number 10 out of 10, but you'll be able to play at a 6 out of 10. And because your baseline and your structure and your discipline was so high when it's a 10 out of 10, a 6 is still better than most people's daily things. Like, a 6 is still better than most people. So that's why it's so important to, like, set your standards high of your everyday life, of your everyday routine, of your workout regimen, of your of you meal prepping, of you tracking your macros. And because I'll tell you this right now, if you are having a hard time sticking to a workout routine, if you're having a hard time meal prepping, if you're having a hard time tracking your meals and staying away from junk and staying disciplined, you're having a hard time doing all of that on a regular week. But when you get hit with adversity, and you will, because everybody will, you're gonna go under. You're not gonna be able to play at a 5 out of 10. You're gonna be going under, and you're really gonna derail your progress. And then that's gonna lead to, like, even, it could lead even to depression. It could lead to, like, you getting super dismotivated, and then that turns into a 2 months thing. So, like, you really get knocked down when you don't have your shit together. That's why I tell my clients all the time, when it's a regular week, when it's regular life, you better get your shit together. You better get your shit together. You better, like, show up to your workouts. You better check the box. You better meal plan. You better go grocery shopping. You better track your stuff. You better get your macros on point, because that's your baseline. You have to raise your standards. That way, when that hard week comes by, you don't get all the way derailed and knocked out. You just play at a lower level, but then it's easier to jump back into it from there. All right, guys, that is all I got for you today. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at kettlebellweightlosscoach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.